Nigel, first of all, then, let's begin with the performance. How pleased are you with your players today and the performance they've put out against the Premier League side?
Remarkable effort. We were a bit disappointed at half-time, actually, that we hadn't played a bit more. We'd got the goal, but I didn't think we were good enough on the ball with our passing. I thought the second half, even with 10 men, I thought that improved dramatically. And we were at least worthy of the draw today. But the work rate stands out an absolute mile. The organisation and that. Incredible effort today with the players.
The confidence shown by many of them, but particularly the attackers in the second half, to just take on Fulham, even though you were down to 10 men, thinking Murphy, Flynn, Scougal on his debut.
It's great, isn't it? That's what we want to do. We said we can't, even with 11, you can't defend for 45 minutes. You have to have a go to try and get that second goal. That still applies with 10 men. And, the crowd, I thought, responded magnificently as well today. And they saw when little Scougal's coming on and Brayford's bombing forward and Murphy and Flynn and Jose. Yeah, that's how we want to play. We want to be attacking, we want to be positive.
So, the sending off then, first of all, what was your view of it?
Haven't seen it back yet. Just asked Doyle and he said, yes, there was contact, but not enough, he didn't think, for a sending off. So we'll have a look at it and take a view on it from there. I know where there was contact. There was contact on Ryan Flynn in the penalty area. That's where there was definite contact.
That goes without saying. I mean, you had a chat with the referee, 30 seconds or so after the event. What did he say to you to justify the decision?
It wasn't about that. He just said, can you just calm everybody down on the bench? We were getting a bit frustrated and irate, and very good, I think, management from that point of view, and just came over and said, everybody's getting a little bit excited out there, we're having to go at the fourth official, which we do, unfortunately. A lot of passion, a lot of emotion out there. So we just said, calm everybody down, which we did. It wasn't about, he actually said, irrespective of the decisions I'm making. So I said, well, now and again, if you get one right, we might not be as irate as we are.
Because they're two big decisions that, well, arguably have gone against Sheffield United. One certainly has, one is pending. The sending off did allow Fulham really a stronger foothold in the game.
Yeah, of course it did. Because we'd started the second half well, positively. But then when you go down to 10 men, you're going to have periods like in the first half when they're going to keep the ball against you because of their quality, and you can't go gung-ho pressing. It's more about what we do. But then when we lost Doyle, you're down to 10 men, your two banks are four and one up front. And I thought Jose and then little Stefan Scougal did it brilliantly. And then you've got the pace from the wide men bombing forward. So we were always a threat.
Because you were keeping them at arm's length. I mean, prior to the sending off, they didn't really look as though they were going to get through. I think they'd done it once in the first half.
Yeah, I think George's had very little to do. It was quite similar to the Villa game in that respect. But the sending off set us back. It's lovely, we're in the hat. And we've got a chance to go down to the cottage in 10 days' time.
So the lads you've given a debut to, let's start with Brayford first because he's played a little longer than everybody else. How do you feel he settled in? Because he's not played much recently in the last 6 or 7 months.
That's completely down to his character, how he played today. When you haven't played a competitive game for that period, 5, 6, 7 months, whatever, to go and play like that in a cup tie against a Premier League team, that's all on character. And he's got absolutely abundance of it and delighted that he's in the trenches. They use that phrase, you want people like that in the trenches with you. We'll have John every day of the week. And that's no slight on Tony McMahon either. It wasn't brought in as a replacement for Tony. Tony's gone out and got a chance to go and play in the Championship at Blackpool. It wasn't until the Blackpool came in, that wasn't the plan.
Because right. I was going to follow that up. So he's obviously gone for 28 days. Harris has come in for 28 days as well. Is that going to be it? Or is there a thought in mind to keep Harris to the remainder of the season and keep McMahon at Blackpool? How's it going to work out?
Yeah, we're going to discuss that in the next 3 or 4 weeks and see how it works out for both clubs, but ideal initially for the 28 days. I'm delighted and good job we got him in, Harris, today, because we needed him to come on, Bob at left back.
So the willingness then was from McMahon's to move on and go and test himself at the Championship again?
Yeah, well, we'd asked Blackpool about Harris and they'd said yes and then changed their mind when they changed the manager, and then they came on and said, well, I'll tell you what, if we can have Tony, you can have Bob Harris. So with us bringing Brayford in, it seemed ideal, but yeah, we certainly didn't initiate it, no.
Chris Porter got the goal, then went off. What happened to him?
Tight hamstring, extremely tight hamstring, and on the verge of going. And at this stage of the season, if your hamstring goes at the end of January, you're looking at maybe missing the rest of the season. So we couldn't risk that.
So is he in the doubt category for Wednesday night, or do you think he'll be okay?
Yeah, he'd be in the doubts category. I would think him and Harry.